by the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. Lassau ran great.
Those were the days.
Honey, aren't you ready yet?
Soon. Preparing this mother's milk is a lot of trouble. Maybe I'll start him on baby's formula.
There's only one formula to make a baby, and if you play your cards right, I'll refresh your memory.
I can't believe we're finally going out.
Yeah.
After 3 weeks of taking care of Joey, everything looks like a diaper to me.
Yeah, me too. You know, I can't put my shorts on unless I'm lying down. You know what's so nice? I can finally put my arms around you again. You know, for the last few months, I felt like we were kissing over a beach ball.
But you always told me I looked beautiful when I was pregnant.
You were. You were gorgeous. You had an inner glow, a radiance.
I was fat and clumsy.
That too. But tonight, I am taking you away from the joys of motherhood.
Honey.
What?
Isn't it wonderful? 3 whole hours with no one throwing up on my shoulder. Oh, look at him, honey. Hello, sweetheart.
Hiya, Joey.
Oh, isn't he beautiful?
Yeah.
Oh, he's the spitting image of his father.
Yeah, you mean a drooling image of his father.
Hello, honey. You know, when I look at him like this, though, he really looks more like me.
Yeah?
Well, look, he's got my eyelash. He's got my nose, my chin, my neck.
Keep going. You'll get to me soon.
Your stomach. Go to sleep, sweetheart.
Yawning.
Yeah. Good night, Joey.
Look at that. You went right to sleep. Are they supposed to do that?
Yeah, it's okay, honey.
Hey, you want anything from Ferguson's
hey,
for the baby?
Be quiet. The baby's sleeping.
I didn't know that. Let me look. Hey, he looks like he's chewing in there. You know, when he's chewing, he reminds me of you, Ethan. Hey, listen, I'm sorry I can't oblige your babysitting tonight, little girl, but you know about the poker game over my house, huh?
That's all right, Daddy. We have a very experienced babysitter coming over. She's one of Michael's brightest students.
Wait a minute. You're going to leave that baby alone here with a total stranger?
Arch, the kid is 3 weeks old. He hasn't made many friends yet.
What the hell kind of a father
are... What the hell kind of a father are you? When Glory was a baby, I never left her alone. Wherever I went, I made sure that Edith stayed with her.
Daddy, if you're so worried, then cancel your poker game and you sit with your grandson.
I can't do that, little girl. The game is all set up. It's your mother's fault. She had no business going out of town at a time like this with a 3-week-old baby lying there in a bassinet.
Daddy, she had to go. Her Aunt Louise is 88 years old, and she's very sick. She could die any minute.
Oh, that old beggar's been dying any minute for 30 years. She's gonna bury the whole bunch of us. The only way she's gonna croak is somebody shoves her off a cliff. hi there, Kelsey. Yeah, Archie here. Yeah, the card game's set for tonight, only Stretch can't come. You got somebody to fill in from? Willie Johnson, your neighbor. Yep. Oh, he's a colored guy. Oh, well,
Goodbye, Willie.
Cut that out. That's right. No, it's the daughter here fooling around. No. I ain't got nothing against them people. You know that. Listen, I'm talking on the phone to you from a house that used to be colored. No. Bring the guy along. Glad to have him. See you at 8 o'clock. Bye.
Hey, Gloria, we better hurry up. We're going to miss the show. Oh. Hey, Arch, do me a favor, will you? Stay with the baby until the babysitter gets here.
You gotta go to Ferguson's for beer.
Oh, Arch.
Oh, Daddy, Ferguson's is open until midnight. You just don't want to be alone with the baby because you're afraid you might have to change him.
You think I never changed you, little girl?
If I'd have waited for you to do that, I would have worn the same diaper till I was two. Ma told me that.
Well, don't believe your mother. You believe me. Many's the time I changed you, little girl. And it wasn't always wee-wee. Sometimes it was this here.
Garden.
That's cute.
What the hell she's talking about?
I'll get it.
I'm right here, ain't I?
Hi.
Hiya, sis. What
do
you
want? Mrs.
Hi, Sharon. Come on in.
Who's this?
Sharon. She's the babysitter.
This is the babysitter.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you? Get this age.
What?
Baby, hi, Sharon. This is my father, Mr. Bunker. Daddy, this is Sharon Ramsey.
Hi, Mr. Bunker.
Yeah, hi there, sis.
Now, you can give Joey his 8 o'clock bottle whenever he wakes up. And over there on the desk, I've got the phone number of him.
Gloria, we're going to be late. We better hurry. We're going to be late.
Oh, all right.
Sharon,
okay.
We'll
worry.
See you later, okay?
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, listen,
bye-bye.
Like just a kid here, a babysitter at least ought to be out of puberty.
Listen, sis, not to get personal or anything, but how long have you been... Wait a minute. What is this?
That's a textbook.
I know. The Sex Life of A. Borgnine's? Is that actor with all of the wives?
Aborigines.
Well, I know, but it's about sex. Does your mother know you're reading this?
Mr. Stivick's teaching it.
Well, I ain't surprised he'd teach anything.
How long have you been babysitting?
Since I was 14.
Was that about a year ago?
I'm 18.
Oh, now, come on. You can't tell me you're 18 years of age there.
Would you like to see my driver's license?
No, I didn't ask to see your driver's license. You say you're 18. What year was you born in?
1957.
I take your word for it. Let me ask you this. What's that?
Baby powder.
Correct. What's this here?
A pre-moistened towelette.
Oh, is that what that is? And this over here?
Baby oil.
How many teaspoons would you give them?
You rub it on. You don't feed it to them.
Well, see, you remember that. Now, I'm going to leave, and you just sit right here where you can see him. Here, move up a little bit closer there where you can see the... Don't be reading sex here, huh? Just keep your eye on him. See, I don't want him turning over there on his face so he gets himself a cauliflower nose.
Don't worry, Mr. Bunker. At 3 weeks, he's not strong enough to turn over by himself.
Hey, don't shortchange the kid. He's very strong. Look at the arms and the shoulders on him there. He's got a hell of a bite, too. You know what he done yesterday? He bit right through a nipple. It's a lucky thing he was on a bottle. Could have hurt somebody in the family.
He doesn't have any teeth, Mr. Bunker.
Well, then he's got gums like an alligator. I'm telling you what he done, that's all. Now, I got to go over next door to the game, see? And he wakes up, and he sees his strange face, that's yours, and he starts crying. You go out the kitchen door, out the back door, see? Cross the alley, come over to the house and get his gampaw.
His gampaw?
That's what he's going to call me when he learns to talk. Don't look at me, look at him. He's a beaut, ain't he, for a boy?
Yeah.
He's going to grow up to be a hell of a guy, too. On them fruitcakes with the long hair. Funny eyeglasses and a voice hanging down over his shoulders. Holy cow, I don't believe it.
Hi, it's Sharon Ramsey here.
What's it to you?
Hi, David. Come on in.
Sharon.
Who is this? I guess you know him, huh?
Oh, Mr. Bunker, this is David Harper. He's a friend of mine. Oh,
hi, Mr. Bunker.
Yeah, likewise. What's this here?
Oh, that's a couple albums. We're going to play them, you know, Rolling Stones, Grateful Dead.
Yeah, I know all about them grave diggers. I don't want no loud music played in here.
Don't worry, we won't play the albums.
Hold it. Hold it. Douse the light there, buddy. What do you think you're doing?
Well, I was going to smoke a cigarette.
David, no smoking around the baby.
Yeah, but that ain't the point there. Is that a regular cigarette?
Yeah, it's the legal kind. You know, the ones that give you cancer?
Oh, that's good. You sure you ain't got any of them funny little ones in there?
Oh, Mr. Bunker, I don't smoke grass.
Oh, I never said you did. I just don't want to come back in here a little later and sniff around and think I'm in Mexico. Come here, sis. I want to ask you something. Come over here. Why is he here?
David and I are studying together.
Studying what?
Anthropology.
In front of the child?
Anthropology is the study of man.
That's the point. I don't want you studying that man.
You don't understand.
Mrs. Sharon, this isn't going to work out. I'd better go.
That's a very good idea. I think I'll hold the door for you.
That's all right. We'll catch up later.
He can't keep his mouth off of it.
Mr. Bunker, it's been a real experience.
Yeah, likewise. Yeah, bye. Boyfriend done there. He woke up the baby here. Come on, sis, pick him up, huh?
The door scared him. He'll stop in a minute.
I don't think he's going to stop. You better pick him up.
It's not good to pick up a baby every time it cries. It just makes it harder for the mother.
The hell with the mother? Pick up the child.
Believe me, if we leave him alone, he'll go right back to sleep.
Well, how's he going to go to sleep when he's making so much noise he's keeping himself awake? Oh, he ain't crying now. What the hell with that?
Nothing. He went back to sleep.
Are you sure he didn't faint in there?
He didn't faint.
Well, don't you think we ought to pinch him?
No, he's asleep.
Shh. All right. Okay, I'm going now, but I'm going to come back. I may be dropping in suddenly. My grandson is yelling there, and you ain't picking him up. You're in trouble, sis.
Mr. Bunker, maybe you'd feel better if you sat with the baby.
Well, don't think I wouldn't if I didn't have this poker game.
Oh, what's more important, your poker game or your grandson?
Hey, don't be fresh now. My grandson's more important.
Well?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. How much are they paying you for this year?
Nothing. I was doing it as a favor for Mr. Stibbett.
Terrific. Well, I'll take over.
Terrific.
I'll hold the door open for you, too.
You know, David was right, Mr. Bunker. It sure was an experience meeting you.
There's no sense trying to make up with me now. Hey, don't cry. Hey, don't cry in there, little fella. Don't cry. Your grandpa is here with you here. Don't cry. Listen, I can't pick you up every time you cry. Because that makes it hard on your mother. You sound like your mother, too.
I'm gonna open for a half.
Oh, Kelsey the Greek over there.
I'll call. Me too, call.
She regards you. Well, hey, Tiny, don't be lighting up a heater here. The smoke will go over there if Nixie ate the child.
Sorry, Arch, I forgot.
You have to be clicking your winnings over there.
Well,
the noise would wake up the baby, man.
Arch, all we've been getting for 2 hours is don't laugh, don't smoke, don't click the coins.
I don't raise your voice.
Hey, Arch, maybe you ought to let the baby get used to noise.
Shh, why?
Well, with you for a grandpa.
Hey, you and your big mouth.
Bunker, are you in or out?
Oh, give me a break, will you? I'm trying to deal with the kid in trouble here. All right, little fella. You just try and go seepy by in there.
Seepy by? Geez, if I knew it was going to be this kind of night, I'd have brought my Barbie doll.
The kid must be hungry.
He ain't hungry. He ain't supposed to be fed for another 3 hours yet.
Check. Maybe he lost his watch.
Well, if he ain't hungry, it's the other thing.
What other thing?
Feel his bottom. See if it's heavy.
I don't have to do nothing like that. He got rid of all that this morning.
Arch, you want the kid to stop crying? Why don't you do what I always did with my kid? Give him some beer.
What an awful suggestion, feeding beer to a child that ain't even weaned yet. He's in some kind of trouble over here.
Well, maybe he's having a nightmare.
Oh, he don't know enough about the world. He ain't even took a subway ride yet.
My grandmother used to say, a crying baby is like a nickel on the floor. Pick it up and everybody's happy.
Yeah, everybody except the guy who lost the nickel.
Sidney, the worst thing you can do for a kid is pick him up. It only spoils him.
Better he should be spoiled than he should be crying. My grandmother always said, a crying baby should be picked up. She was picking me up when I was 9 years old. I say you should pick him up.
Yeah, pick him up or deal him in.
Yeah.
Don't you see that your laugh is torturing a child here?
Hey, Arch, that sounds like a rash cry to me. See if he's wet.
No, I don't have to do that. He ain't wet.
How do you know? Did you feel?
I don't have to feel. He don't even sound wet.
Hey, Arch, I think you're afraid to change the kid. Yeah. I bet you never changed a baby.
I'm telling you, Arch, it's a rash cry.
It ain't a rash cry, it's a noise cry, and the cause of it is Tiny over there.
You ain't going to pick it up. The kid's hungry.
Yeah, come on.
Feed him,
Arch. Right, come on.
Right, give him a bottle. All right, you guys all gather around here. Jiggle the bassoon okay. Here, see? And I'll go get his stuff.
Okay. Hey, he's a cute kid, huh?
Yeah.
It's hard to believe he's related to Arch.
Goodbye, baby, on a treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock.
When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. And down will come, baby, cradle.
Well, three Andrews brothers in one ink spot. You think you'll feed him now, huh?
The baby got nice features.
Yeah. But I don't think he's getting enough sunshine, though. He looks a little pale, don't he?
You all look a little pale to me.
Before you give it to him, you're supposed to test it first.
I already tested it, Schwartz, and it tastes lousy just like babies love it.
Arch, the bottle ain't going to stay in his mouth. You got to pick him up, you got to cradle him in your arms, and then you got to hold the bottle in his mouth.
No, look at that. He's slurping it up pretty good, Eddie.
Yeah, I can't wait till he's old enough to come to my bar.
Hey, Arch, I don't think he's drinking anything.
Maybe he has to burp.
Nah, kids only burp when they finish their bottle.
Sometimes it's before, sometimes it's after. There are no rules for burping.
See, he burped.
That wasn't no burp. Hey, Schwartz there, I mean, you know so much about everything. Are you going to help me with this little change here?
I ain't a Jewish mother.
Dawson?
I ain't even Jewish.
Dawson, you?
Archer, I came to play poker, not house. Let's get our winners, fellas, huh?
Hey, Tiny, what am I going to do?
Open the window.
Yeah, Arch, and then after that, sing to him, you know, rock-a-bye, baby, on a treetop.
When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. And down will come, baby,
hey, you guys, you're leaving an innocent child in danger, yeah? Well, okay, kiddo. As the president said to the boys, I'll erase this myself. All right, now, just take it easy. That's a boy. You don't have to cry about nothing. I like you quiet this way, see? Where's the prince? No prince. Gee, what about that? Oh, you taped up there, huh? Oh, that's pretty good. I'll get that off there.
There we go. There we go. So now we get it off there. Now we get it off. It's okay. It's okay. Don't take a minute here. There we go. Now we get it all together here. Now, I'll be right with you now. Don't move. Okay, okay. I ain't leaving the room. Here we are. This is going to feel good. We give you raw white dogs. We want it to take it easy, take it easy. We give you raw white dogs. They're nice and clean there. And then we... Yeah. We got a Didi Comet for you now. It's a nice clean one. Take it easy, dear. Right there, boy. Daddy, that you're over here with me. See, wasn't it better being over here with all those guys than with that fresh girl? Huh? Now, lullaby and good night, and with roses bedight, whatever that means. A couple of years, I'll be telling you fairy stories, you know? Oh, I don't mean stories about them people, you know? Stories out of fairy books, like the Three Little Bears. The three little pigs. See, the three men in the tub. They had a water shortage in them days. See, everything in fairyland was in threes, you know. Except the dwarfs. There were seven of them. Because they were little, see. And the wolf was after them. So the wolf come running after them. Boy, and he had one hell of a breath. He blew down their house. Blew down their house and they had to find another giant. So they run through the woods, and they run across Goldilocks. And she took them all in to live with her, see? But nothing wrong with that, because she was a nice girl, and they're old anyway. So they got another house. But the wolf come along, and he blew that one down, too. So then they took off again through the woods, and they come to a... a brick house there, see? And that belonged to Disney. So they all... They all moved in there and started working for him. Huh? Well, that ain't particularly right, but then you don't know the difference anyhow. Yeah. London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down. The line is built to ground.
You're back, are you?
Yeah.
Where's Joey?
Hey, he's great there. Hey, you see this in here? See what that is? That's a nice, clean, fresh knife.
You diapered the baby, Arch?
Well, he certainly didn't do it himself, huh?
Daddy, what's that on the floor?
That's something that Joseph flung out of his bathroom.
Oh, he's
I don't think that was a voice. I tell you what, there. I'm gonna let you take over here, Daddy Meathead. You just take over, huh? You know something? In this situation, he looks like you against.
Thank you.
was recorded on tape before a live audience.